We sing the spring.
Sing joy, spring.
A rare and most mysterious spring.
This most occult thing is buried deep in the soul. Its story never has been told. The joy spring, the fountain of pleasure, is deep inside you whether you're digging it or not. Once you're aware of this spring, you'll know that it's the greatest treasure you've got. And furthermore, the joy spring, the bounteous treasure, cannot be bottled away and never can be sold. Nothing can take it from you. It's yours and yours alone to have it, to hold. And something more, it never is lost to fire a threat. It's always around when trouble is gone, the pleasure is left. I always have found this sprinkle of proof, same as a treasure man lays up in heaven, worth a price no one can measure. That says a lot. Of joy spring, the fountain of pleasure, is deep inside you, let me inform you of truth. Ponce de Leon saw this when he was searching for the fountain of youth.
Ponce de Leon laughed so much he never did find the magic fountain. But many people with a well-adjusted spirit, they could hear it when you told them it was there. Telling them was like telling it on the mountain. It's quite a lift to having the gift of laughter. I'm a man who knows in a minute. I can tell you just exactly how the story goes. It evolves a firm conviction in another previous life, giving your mind a chance to fly. Fly around the universe, investigating other galaxies and the river, some place life. And you get pretty well acquainted with a lot of other strife. And pretty much acquire yourself plenty of education. Pretty soon becomes Earth, birth, and then you're ready to put it all to work. As soon as you finish being born, you start forgetting what you knew. Cause you're another kind of you, a reincarnation, manifestation, spirit and sensation.
You really got that right! The average person isn't bright, not so bright that they recall the fatal fall. Down here to this Earth, their minds disguised as death, to spirit life and call it birth. That's the reason for forgetting, and they find it very upsetting when reminded. Tell them they've lived before, they'll show you the nearest open door. Gotta have feeling while dealing with walkers in their sleep. They can't imagine something as deep. Here they come, here they are. Unimaginable thing, not a falling star. Here they come, here they are, here they go. Life is over in a minute, and they never get in or enjoy a minute of it, cause they put too much above it, it's gross. Something's worth a couple of bucks at the most. So there's a reason that the maker of myth included there in his plan a certain fountain deep within. There was laughter, youth, and gold for human beings to have and hold and share the memory of where we've all been. Brothers called grim new chances, the slim anybody would dig that the human soul was Snow White and the seven dwarfs were seven tempers in man. Who's digging out the gold completes the plan. And Bacon was hip that Shakespeare couldn't read, and so he gave him all the rhymes that have lasted through the years and kept eternal truths alive for several centuries. That's how we know them now. They lasted cause they're true. What was it from Macbeth? Life's but a walking shadow, a play of poor that struts and frets upon the stage and see no more. A tale that truly has an idiotic ring that's full of lots of sound and fury, signifying nothing. That's right, signifying nothing. I'll repeat it, nothing. Don't forget it, nothing. And that's the reason for the spring of joy that the father put inside of every single girl and boy. stage at showtime. You can run on and proceed to act your age.
Whatever you front on out is funny and up a laugh, and so you're wasting all your humor on a frown while you bring the spirit down.
You gotta book yourself a comic in your act. Without some laughter, life's a maudlin farce, and that's a fact.
Once you have got the spring, you always can smile. It becomes your one expression, and you always wear it like the Buddhas do.
We sing the spring,
sing joy spring,
a rare and most mysterious spring.
This most occult thing is buried deep in the soul.
Yes, story never has been told.
The joy spring, the fountain of pleasure, is deep inside you whether you dig it or not. But you're aware of this spring, you know that it's the greatest treasure you've got. And furthermore, the joy spring, the bounteous treasure, cannot be bartered away and never can be sold. Nothing can take it from you. It's yours and yours alone to have it to hold. And something more, if never is lost to fire or theft, it's always around when trouble is gone, the pleasure is left. I always around, it's burglar proof, same as the treasure man. Lives up in heaven with a price no one can measure. That says a lot to just bring the fountain of pleasure. It's deep inside you, let me inform you, come true. Also the Leon saw this when he was searching for the fountain of youth. I say in truth he saw the magical thing, for he was searching for the joy spring.